I sort of like got into the mindset of comparison, finding like exactly who you want to express yourself as. Oh my God, my dream, and it's ever since I was a little kid.
Hello everybody and welcome back to this episode of Back to the Beginning. Today I have another guest with me. I have Kitty. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is so fun.
Thank you so much for coming on.
I love this.
Is this the first podcast you've done as a guest?
Yeah, it is.
Fun.
So crazy. I'm really excited.
Amazing. Well, we're going to talk all things career, fashion, modeling, being a public figure. But for people who might not have heard of you before or don't know much about you, give me like the spark notes of who you are.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. I'm a Brisbane girl. Always been a Brisbane girl. I love it here. I get so offended when people diss Brisbane.
Yes.
I'm like that person.
I have to say I have dissed Brisbane in the past, but I'm only from the Gold Coast. So I'm like, it's
yeah.
Same difference.
I get annoyed when people like they move here and 1 month they're like, this is a shithole.
No, I do feel like you need to give it a chance.
Yeah. And I'm like, you got to find those little things here and there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm 24. I do influencing, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm so much on the influencing category. I'm more just like content creation.
Yes.
Then I also have a clothing brand called Grace and Lucy, and I make all the pieces myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big sewer.
Why do you feel like your platform, I guess, speaks more to content creation than influencing? Is it because you're more like about the aesthetic rather than like, I guess, getting people to buy things or like buying into your brand?
Yeah, I'm somewhat against, like I'm really for slow fashion.
Yeah.
And I always have been. That was just like my whole childhood, is my mum is a crazy sustainable lady and I love it for her. And it's sort of like etched into me. And then it just all really started from, I studied for 7 years fashion.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I did a 3 year diploma of fashion styling and photography, and then I did a 4 year Bachelor of Fashion Communication.
Amazing.
And that like has been my whole life.
Yeah,
like getting like out of school and into that was just consumed me. And then I just started like posting my outfits. Mm. And it really started with just outfits. And then I sort of like got into the mindset of comparison to mm-hmm. other influencers, and I sort of changed it. And then I'm sort of slowly going back to my roots of just like doing what Kitty is, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. When you first started posting things, was it just on one platform in particular? Was it just Instagram? Because obviously now I know you do Instagram, TikTok, YouTube as well. Did you start mostly on one platform?
Yeah, I only started on Instagram. I remember when TikTok came out and I refused to download it. And
yeah.
I was like, that is so silly. Like, that is the silliest app ever.
I agree.
And then all my friends were like, no, do it. And then I literally had it for like 6-7 months and didn't post anything. And then I started posting on there. And that minor blew up my account. I'm not going to say blew up. Like, very minor. And then I really can't grasp TikTok. I'm really bad at it.
I do feel like people who were early adopters of Instagram and like yourself who like have curated this really aesthetic, beautiful,
yeah.
Like I feel like you have really nailed the art of taking like a lovely fit pic. And I feel like it is hard for content creators that start on Instagram to transition into TikTok because it's so different. And the thing grabs people's attention on TikTok is often like raw, unfiltered, like content that's not perfect.
100%. And I sometimes like probably like TMI myself, but like I love to dress up and I love fashion. It's my whole life. Like my wardrobe is crazy.
Mm.
Just the amount of clothes I have, which is ridiculous. But when I'm not in that mind, I'm like full grub mode.
Yeah. It's like the dichotomy. Like you have like two extremes.
There's really just like a no in between. Like it's either I'm like full, completely like pajamas, Crocs, messy hair, dirty jumper like that, or I'm like a clean girl.
I feel like that's so many people though who are really interested in fashion.
Yeah.
Because I think it's that idea that when you do dress up, you're putting so much effort into it. So it's
100%,
you either like give your all or you're like, I'm wearing like leggings and a t-shirt. And
oh yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, like 100%. That is so true. And I just love like the whole dressing up aspect of like it's like fully expressing yourself and finding like exactly who you want to express yourself as.
Yeah. So when you were in school, did you know that you wanted to grow up to do like content creation, or did you want to go into a more traditional fashion route?
originally it was fashion design. Mm. Like I was like, I'm going to have my own clothing label. And that has been ever since I was like an infant. I was like, I'm going to be a fashion designer. And that's been my whole life. And then when I started doing my diploma, I did a lot of photography. And that sort of like sparked my like taking photos sort of thing. And then I did photography as a job for like 2 years.
Mm.
And I had my own like little photography company. And then it was COVID and I was getting like no gigs, obviously,
because yeah.
that whole thing happened. And so I did like sort of set my camera up and started taking photos of myself in like weird ways that I never posted. It was like full like artsy photography stuff.
Oh, I love that though.
I know. I found them the photos the other day and I was like, oh my God.
You should definitely post girl? Them. You should, see, that's what would work on TikTok if you reacted to doing a video of reacting to like your old photos or something.
Definitely, yeah. Like they're very questionable, I'll say. Like they're just so funny. Like I look at them and I'm like, I love this for her. Like
yeah.
I just filled my time in COVID doing it.
I mean, do you ever think also like, obviously posting a lot of aspects of your life online, like your Instagram is very aesthetic, but you do, I feel like, let your followers and your viewers in on YouTube. Like I feel like your YouTube is quite personal.
Yeah, I love YouTube. I just like, just filming and chatting is great because it just gives me like a little outlet of just talking sometimes because like my partner works like a normal 9-to-5 job. So he's like never home during the week. I'm sort of just at home, like just like chilling. And I'm like, oh, let's chat.
Is it nice to be able to connect with your followers in a way that isn't just through like images?
Oh, 100%. I love like, I'm really open talking about things that like very TMI things. Like I'm super open talking about it to literally anyone.
Mm.
I just love that like I can do that on there because it's my choice to do it in a way.
Yeah.
Whereas like Instagram, if I post something that's like major TMI, I just like some of the like messages I get, I'm just like, it's not really worth it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Like I'll just like keep it to myself sort of thing.
Instagram is such a different platform.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And were you someone who grew up like watching YouTubers and watching vloggers?
I grew up watching only Hawaiian vloggers.
That is so niche.
I know. And I look, and I didn't realize at the time, but they were like Hawaiian family, like living in Hawaii, families living in Hawaii, like families.
That's so niche.
Being vegan and like healthy, living off the land. And like I did that whole thing as we did.
I was stuck on the whole vegan YouTuber thing for a little while.
Like, it was iconic.
Yeah.
I think I was vegan for like 2 years from.
I feel like younger kids now don't really watch YouTube the same way that we watch YouTube. And I feel like the longer form content isn't as big of a thing now.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I totally see that that my views aren't that great on YouTube, but I still love it because like I have my little community on there and like the people who do watch are like the sweetest things and we chat and stuff. And it's more like for my little community that I do it for and myself just to like reflect and stuff. I don't know, it's gonna sound so pick me, but my life is so simple.
I don't think that's like, pick me. I think that just
like,
sounds genuine.
I'm like, my life, I live a very simple mundane life and I love it though. Yeah,
so many people now appreciate that because I guess influencers sort of rose to fame as like normal people working 9-to-5s. We needed people that we could relate to, and now I think that a lot of influencers have actually entered like the Emma Chamberlains, the Olivia Neals, like they're in that celebrity status, like they're not relatable anymore, which there's nothing wrong with I feel like I'm so happy for them, but I also want to be able to watch people who are just like me and who live in like the same city as me and like go to the same places or even just have like more of a relatable life, because I think that's why people started to follow influencers and a lot of people have kind of lost that trajectory now.
Yeah, definitely. And like I find it hard to relate, and also like the comparison comes in a lot, like, and I know lots of people go through that whole comparison stage. When I see someone online, they seem to have like this huge extravagant lifestyle, I'm like, why isn't mine like that? And you gotta like take a step back and be like, well, theirs probably isn't like that 24/7. And you just got to be like, well, you got to be happy in your own bubble sort of thing. And that's sort of what I just have to like stick to sometimes. Mm. Like I, obviously we all go through down that like track of being like, oh, she has that, whatever. But I really try and focus on just sticking to like my own bubble in my world.
When did you go like full time doing content creation?
It was like the last year of COVID. And I got laid off my like part-time job because of COVID.
Mm.
And I was in my last year of uni. And my beautiful partner at the time, he was like, it's your last year. Why don't you take the year off when working? And like, I'll support us and you focus on your last year of uni because education is incredibly important to me. It's one of my passions in life is to always stay educated and on the roll and keep your mind active and stuff. And he's like, spend the year focusing on that and getting that all done. And then that I did have free time, obviously, as we all do. And that's when I started posting, and that was really like when I started blowing up, mainly on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok then. And that's when I like put the work in, like pre-work in before you come full time. And then the following year after that, the start of that year is when I went full time.
Was there a specific moment where you were like, this is what I'm now going to pursue because it's obviously working out, or did it sort of just come naturally?
It really became naturally. It was more because I started doing that full time the same time I launched Grace and Lucy, like practically in the same month almost.
Yeah.
And I was fully like, this is it. Like, this is, I've got it. Like, this is my career. It just like little, like a light flickered and I was like, I'm so content.
Yeah, it just sort of all clicked into place.
Yeah, and I was like, it all makes sense to me. I feel very content and very like happy doing this. Mm. And for the next how many years I wish to, I'm really happy doing this.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Oh my God. So let's talk about Grace and Lucy.
Okay, yeah.
So that's your own brand.
Yeah.
You make everything yourself.
Yeah.
Where did the name come from?
Oh my God, everyone always asks this. My little name's Grace, mm-hmm. and then my cat's name is Lucy.
Okay, I love that though.
And she always sits next to my sewing machine when I sew.
Cute.
And I used to always say that she was like the owner. Like, yes. Lucy was the owner of Grace Lucy. Before I even had a brand name, I was like, this is my CEO, Lucy. Yeah. Like, she's always that. And then, yeah, when I thought of a name, I was like, Lucy is iconic.
Yeah.
And I feel like she needs to be part of this and she needs to start her own business. So
she's the co-owner.
Yeah. So Lucy is my cat and Grace is me.
I love it. Is your real name Kitty?
Real name's Catherine.
Oh, that is such a cute nickname.
I've never been called Catherine a day in my life.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, no. You, to me, you just embody everything Kitty.
Yeah, I like, I'm one of those people, I love my name.
Yeah.
Like, I love Kitty. Catherine, another story.
So did your parents call you Catherine?
Yeah, so like the day I was born, birth certificate, Catherine Texter.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the second day, it was Kitty.
You were already Kitty.
Yeah, it was Kit Kat for 2 days, actually. All my cousins, they were like, I'm not calling her Catherine, sort of thing. And then they're like, what about Kit Kat? Like, that's cute. And then it's turned into Kitty, and that was it from there. I've never been called Catherine a day in my life.
Do you think you'd ever move to Catherine, or do you think just you're Kitty forever
now? I thought when I left school, I was like, yep, I'll like go official. It's so much more mature, a business, like I'm a business owner sort of thing. And then I think I tried and I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I can't see you as anything but Kitty.
No, I was literally enrolled in school under Kitty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like there's always those kids in your grade.
Yeah.
Who, I remember there was this girl at my school and she had a nickname and I'd known her for years and years.
Yeah.
And then I found out that her name was not actually that. And I was like, I feel like I've been lied to. I felt betrayed.
Yeah. No, my fiance didn't know my name.
For how long?
3 months.
Okay. I thought you were going to say like when you guys got engaged.
No, we like started dating for 3 months and I kept saying Kitty. And then one day I said Catherine.
He's like, what?
And he's like, who's Catherine? And I was like, that's me. And he's like, no, like you're Kitty. And I was like, no, like my name's actually Catherine.
That's a fair reaction.
Yeah, he was so confused. He's like, I would never expect that in a million years.
Let's talk more about Grace and Lucy. Yeah. How would you describe the brand?
It's very, I try to make somewhat timeless pieces that mm-hmm. you could wear for multiple seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I try and stick to like things that I would wear a lot. It's really an expression of like what I'm into at the moment sort of vibe. I like to see what trends are at the moment, then also like to expand on those in ways of just making it more wearable and like wearing it for multiple seasons. I really like that aspect of it and just making sure that everyone feels comfortable in it. I'm a huge comfort girl. If something is not comfortable, I'm not wearing it.
Yeah.
100%. I'm really into like the baggy, the comfortable, but like still be able to dress up sort of thing is
for
the
sure.
vibe. Yeah.
And how does it work? Like, what's the process? Because you hand make everything.
Yeah.
It's not manufactured. What is the process around, I guess, making a sample and then having people order things that are like made to wear?
So first of all, like I'll, the main thing that inspires me is fabric.
Mm.
So I'll go to the wholesalers and I'll like look at the fabric and I'll be like, okay, that's the fabric I want to make something out of. And that really inspires me of what I could make with it. Go home, make the sample, make like 40 samples normally.
Yeah.
It's so hard to like get the right thing. And then I normally just post it on my story.
Mm.
And that's where I go from. I'm really bad at like keeping secrets.
Which yeah.
I'm like, when it comes to Grace Lucy, I'm like, okay, this is it sort of thing. And then I'll get the vibe and people either be like, I'm obsessed, or they'll be like, I don't like it and I just won't go ahead with it.
Yeah.
And then I normally make up a handful of pieces already ready to be like for the first orders just to yeah. go shipped out straight away. And then I'll wholesale my fabric and I'll do an estimate of how many orders I think I'm going to get. So I have the right amount of fabric. And then, yeah, the orders come in and then it's a 7 business day wait. Just to like sew everything.
That's
and
not
then...
very long if you're doing it all yourself.
Tell me about it.
I feel like that's really quick.
I thought that was too long. Like, I've been questioning it so long. I'm like, do I need to make it shorter? Do I need to work more?
I feel like
it takes so long.
If like, it's handmade, yeah. 7 days is not that long.
It's not. And it really, like, stresses me out. Like, when I launch something, the next, like, 4 weeks, I'm like, you will not see me. Like, when yeah. I collection launches, it's like I'm full... like just sewing mode 24/7. It's so stressful because like there's so much more to it as well. Like there's all the marketing and all yeah. the customer feedback or communications.
So do you do all of that yourself?
I do everything myself.
Lucy's not helping.
No, she's not doing a very good job at her job. That's all I'm saying. She just sits there and stares at me, judges me when I'm like sitting there like having a little cry to myself and like.
What part about it do you find the most challenging?
I'm gonna say it really weird. The social media.
Yeah.
I struggle so much with the social media. I'm actually going to look into like hiring someone to help me.
Mm.
I don't know what it is because like I have my own social media. I grew it to be great.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of it. But then my own business, I just can't get that like the consistency that I want. Like yeah. I want like I have expectations I want to achieve, I guess I would say. And I don't know if I don't have the right enough time because yeah. like I'm also doing Kitty Texter business and then Grace Lucy business.
Yeah, of course.
And like Kitty Texter was already full time. Mm. And then I'm like, oh, let's do another full time thing.
Yeah.
And I just run out of time. So that's definitely one of the things. And just, I really want to create a community, which I have definitely done. There is definitely a community on there with the most lovely women ever. I would love to create a deeper community though.
I do think that there is such an innate difference between building a brand, like a brand social media yeah. and a personal social media.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they can intertwine, but I do feel as though there are just like slight differences that mean definitely. Like your whole strategy has to change.
100%. Kitty Texter, I always like called my personal business Kitty Texter and then Grace Lucy. They're very much two separate businesses to me.
Yeah.
They're not... this is an influence as a brand.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want it to turn into that because before I wanted to do influencing, I wanted this brand and it's always been my life goal is to have this brand. And so I don't want it to become like, just like, oh, another typical influencer's brand. Like that's yeah. not, I really don't want to go down that path, which is nothing wrong with that. But like, I just want it to be a bit different
yeah,
sort of
yeah.
thing. And so I really try to keep them separate to a degree. I do post a little bit on Kitty Texter, but like, that's like a once a month sort of thing.
Mm.
I really like the idea of them being both successful on their own
yeah.
in a way sort of thing, like without each other.
Yeah, like you don't have to leverage your community on Kitty Texter
yeah.
to like create a community on Grace and Lucy.
Yeah, definitely. Like there's completely different people on each page sort of thing. And I sort of like that because it's two different sort of communications with each person sort
yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
100%. Where do you see Grace and Lucy going? Like, what's your dream?
Oh my God. My dream, and it's ever since I was a little kid, because like I've been collecting Vogues.
Mm.
I have every single Vogue from 2012.
That is crazy. That must be like a whole like room full.
Oh yeah. I like Vogue has been like my childhood
yeah.
books sort of thing. And I still have them all. I love them. To get in the Small Business Australian Vogue.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I don't think it's achievable in the next, say, 3 years, but maybe 5 years
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. I would love that. And I would love to just expand it enough to have employees.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just like have my own people and sort of be able to step away from the hands-on stuff sort of thing. Because I feel like I'm pretty good at managing. I feel like if I had people there to help me do all that, it'd be good to like get it bigger and growing. I'd love to get some sort of like warehouse that people can come in and shop in.
Yeah.
But also like half of it is actually like the sewing room.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
can see the product getting
made. I
really
like that.
Yeah. Like again, community based, like, but like come in and I'd love to have like other small businesses in the warehouse as well, like from Brisbane, just been like, this is our stuff. And then also like, this is us making it here. So like, come have a look sort of thing out. Your pieces are being made.
Yeah, I can totally see you doing that. Oh,
thanks.
And I want to also talk about something else that you do, like
yeah.
myriad of different things. But so you do fit modeling for us sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, for people who might not know or haven't seen the videos, what fit modeling is, how you got into it and got contacted?
Fit modeling is so fun. It's so fun. You'd feel like you're hanging out with a bunch of friends, to be honest. Beginning Boutique just messaged me and they're like, do you want to come in? And I was so nervous the first time I came in. I was like, they've messaged the wrong gal, sort of thing.
Oh, no.
Came in first time, so nervous. Instantly, since I got here, I was like, this is the funnest thing ever. We really just go into a workroom and there's like a rack of all the clothes and all different sizes and styles and everything. And I just, one by one, we try each piece on, see how it fits to the size compared to my body measurements. We all give comments on them, but it's such a fun experience. Like, I love trying the pieces on, but I also love just the whole, like, my degree in the back of my head. I love seeing how everything's made. Like, I'm so into how pieces are made, like
yeah.
the patterns they use and the stitching and stuff. It's just like so cool, and you get to see how they fit things, and then from there it's either like a yes or no to go on production, really.
I'm not an expert on this, JT is, but we grade everything, so from like a 4 to 22 we grade them all differently.
Yeah.
So that's the reason that's really important to get people of obviously different body sizes in, because then we can make sure that they're graded or to the best of our ability.
Yeah,
and obviously
definitely.
Like, the brand is always working on grading things. Not everything is going to fit everyone perfectly all of the time, unless it's like something like where it's like made to order to your measurements.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love having Kitty in, and we did the live fitting night.
Oh my god, that was so fun.
Did you like that?
That was cool.
Were you nervous?
No, I honestly wasn't until I like got up to the stage and then like I saw the camera and I was like, oh, hi. My thing was like, I was like, I didn't know if I was supposed to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was standing there, I was like, do I answer?
Like, yeah, I was like, Kitty, you can talk.
I was like, it's a question to me or someone else.
No, yeah, I feel like that was really fun. I want to do that again, because it was also so good to have everybody's input from the audience.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, the audience, like, getting to hear what they said was so cool and, like, interesting. And, like, they're just, like, they're real customers. And they're saying yes or no to things. And that's exactly what you want to hear as a business. Been like, okay, if they don't like it, let's try something else, sort of thing.
Exactly. And it was also so interesting. Like, even if you're the same size as someone, like, someone could, like, two people could be a size 12, but a garment can fit them completely differently.
Oh, 100%,
because
yes.
your proportions are different.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to hear some girls saying, like, I wouldn't wear that because, like, my hips are bigger, or, like, my bust is smaller, or, like, things like that. So definitely something that takes into account, like I said before, not everything can fit everyone, but like, if we can put adjustable straps on or like have a back, like, I think that's why the tailor dress that we have, which is that one where you like tie it at the back, the little white one, is the best dress of all time.
Yeah.
It's like almost completely customizable and adjustable for if you have a bigger bust, a smaller bust.
100%.
Like, I just think that those garments are so flattering on, like, so many different people.
Yeah, like, when I first saw that dress, I was like, that's not going to fit. Like, I just, like, I know my body and what fits me and what doesn't, sort of thing, like, certain styles. And we're like, yeah, it got brought out and I was like, oh, like, I just know. And they were like, just give it a go. And I put it on and it fit like a glove, like just like fully adjustable.
That dress looks so good. You like literally inspired me to buy that dress.
Oh my God.
I never like, I was like, oh yeah, it's cute. And then when I saw it on you and the way that you had styled it as well, I think you were wearing it with like little black loafers from memory.
Yes.
And I was like, I have those loafers at home. I can recreate that exact outfit.
Oh my God, yes. I'm full loafers fanatic. I am like, that is my whole life is loafers. My baby loafers, my children. Just broke, and I'm on the hunt for my next one. I've had them for like 8 years or something.
Oh,
like something crazy.
It's the worst when you have to like repurchase something that like, and then you can't find like the same
ones. No, I looked, I was like, I was gonna buy the exact same pair because I was like, they're perfect for me, and they don't sell them anymore.
Now, to wrap up, I want to know, what can everyone expect from you in the coming months?
Oh, something very exciting is happening with another Sydney influencer. So keep an eye out on that on our socials. And just new Grace and Lucy launches coming very soon.
Exciting.
In the next couple of weeks. Yeah,
I can't wait. What can you give us a little like drop, like can you give us a color scheme, a vibe?
Yeah, I can tell you what it is because I posted it.
Exciting.
It's the white dress on my Instagram.
Okay, amazing.
It's like a mini white dress. boob tube.
Cute.
Elastic, so it's very comfortable.
Exciting.
So fun. I'm so excited to launch it. I made it for myself like a few months ago just for me to wear, and then I posted a photo of it and everyone's like, where's your dress, babe?
And you're like, I can make
and
it.
And I was
for
like,
you.
Do you want it? If you want it, then I can make it.
Amazing. That all sounds so exciting. And I can't wait for you to reveal to everyone what your like big secret is.
I'm so excited.
But Kitty, thank you so much for coming on today. This has been so fun and amazing to speak to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this. Like, yeah. This is iconic. This is so fun.
And guys, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe and follow us on Spotify. And we'll also put all of Kitty's links to her Instagram, her TikTok, and her YouTube in the show notes. And don't forget to tune in next time for Back to the Beginning. Bye.
Bye.